是的，弟兄姐妹，我今天要分享经文的题目是安慰忧伤人的主。
Yes, brothers and sisters, the subject of today's message is the Lord who comforts the brokenhearted.
今天有很多令人忧愁的事。
There are many things that cause us to be sad.
曾经有一个父亲对他的儿子说，我与你妈妈要分开了，但不要紧，我会更爱你。
Once a father said to his son, I am about to be separated from your mom, but don't worry, I will love you more.
孩子一听，心里愁苦到了极点。
When the son heard this word, his heart was so sad.
是的，今天这个世界有很多令人忧愁的事。
Yes, in this world today, there are many things that cause sorrowfulness to people.
有人忧愁没有钱。
Some people worry about not having money.
有人忧愁没有工作。
Some people worry about job.
有人忧愁没有身份。
Some people worry about identity.
有人忧愁还没有找到婚姻的对象。
The people worry about not being able to find help me in life.
有人忧愁老了没有人照顾他。
And some people worry that when they get old, no one would care for them.
有人忧愁是在家中。
Some people worry at home.
有的人的忧愁是在工作的地方。
Some people worry at work.
有人忧愁是因为别人让他失望了。
Some people worry because other people disappointed them.
有人忧愁是因为自己使自己失望。
And some people are worried because they have disappointed themselves.
因为他想成功，反倒失败。
They want to succeed, but they fail.
他盼望被爱，反倒被拒绝。
They want to be loved, but they've been rejected.
弟兄姐妹，你尝过忧愁的滋味吗？
Brothers and sisters, have you tasted the taste of sadness?
或者你说我正在忧愁之中。
And you say, I am just in the midst of it.
弟兄姐妹，我今天要从刚才所读的经文，就是约翰福音十四章一到六节，跟大家分享一个安慰的信息。
Brothers and sisters, I want to share with you a message of comfort from the passage we have read in John 14:1-6.
这信息是耶稣亲口说的。
Now this message was spoken by Jesus.
这信息安慰了当时忧愁的门徒，就今天也要安慰你的心。
And this passage has comforted the sad-hearted disciples of the days of Christ. It will also comfort you today.
第一句话，耶稣说：“你们心里不要忧愁。”
The first statement, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled."
忧愁的意思是心灵被困扰而痛苦。
Now sadness means that the heart has been troubled and is agonizing.
我问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
当你忧愁的时候，这个忧愁在哪里？
When you are sad, where is the sadness?
这个忧愁在你的身体上吗？
Is this in your physical body?
这个忧愁在你的头脑里吗？
Is it in your mind?
你会告诉我，不，牧师，忧愁是在我的心里。
You would say, no, pastor, the sadness is in my heart.
那么当时门徒忧愁什么？
But what did they trouble about?
如果大家读约翰福音第十三章最后的部分，
If you read the final portions of John 13,
门徒忧愁因为耶稣对他们说，我将离开你们往天父那里去。
The disciples were sad because Jesus said to them, I am about to depart from you to go to my Father.
门徒想到主即将离开他们，不知如何是好。
When the disciples heard that the Lord is about to depart from them, they don't know what to do.
他们说，主离开我们，谁来讲道呢？
If Christ would depart from us, who would preach to us?
主离开我们，如果有被鬼附着的人到我们这里来，谁来赶鬼呢？
If the Lord would depart from us, if there's a demon-possessed person coming to us, who would cast out the demons?
主不在了，谁来回答人们信仰的问题呢？
If the Lord is not here, who would answer the question about Christian faith?
还有宗教的领袖，他们恨主，主不离开了，主不在了，他们也会恨我们啊。
Also, the religious leaders hated the Lord Jesus Christ, and if Christ departed, their hatred will direct against us.
耶稣将要被捕，门徒恐怕也会被捕。
And Christ would be taken, and perhaps we would be taken as well.
耶稣将被钉十字架，门徒可能也会被钉十字架。
Christ was about to be crucified on the cross, and next would be us.
最让他们忧愁的是主的一句话说，我去的地方，你们不能去。
One thing that really caused them to be so sad is when Jesus said, Where I go, you cannot go.
门徒想到没有主的同在，他们如何过日子？
The disciples worry about the fact that Christ is absent and how could they live their lives?
门徒想到这些，心里就忧愁起来。
And the more they think about this, the more sad they become.
弟兄姐妹，在你所处的环境中，你想到一些事情，可能也叫你的心忧愁。
Brothers and sisters, in your circumstance, you are thinking about many things and some of them cause you sadness.
但耶稣今天要对你说，你心里不要忧愁。
Today the Lord is speaking to you.Do not be troubled in heart.
你问人的心在忧愁之中如何叫这忧愁离去？
You ask, when I'm in sadness, how can I send it away?
答案就在耶稣的下一句话里面。
Now the answer is found in the next statements of Jesus.
耶稣说你们信上帝也当信我。
Jesus said, believe in God, believe also in me.
也这个这说明耶稣跟天父是同等的。
The word also signify that Jesus is equal with God.
耶稣曾说凡接受我的就是接受那差我来的天父。
Jesus used to say, whoever receives me receives the Father who sends me.
天父曾两次裂天对人说这是我的爱子你们要听他。
The Father in heaven broke the silence from heaven twice saying,About Jesus, concerning him, this is my beloved son, listen to him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个真正相信天父上帝的人也必须相信他的儿子耶稣基督。
A person who truly believes in God also must believe in his son, Jesus Christ.
今天很多人相信天地之间有一位神。
Today, many people believe that there is a God in heaven and on earth.
但这位神是谁？他们不知道。
But who this God is, they don't know.
这位神的道德标准怎么样？人们不知道。
What is the moral, ethical standard of this God? They don't know.
这位神如何与人交通交往？他们不知道。
How does this God communicate and associate with people? They don't know.
这些不认识神的人与神的救恩还无份无关。
Those who do not know God have no relationship with the salvation of God.
尽管他们说我相信有一位神，他们的信仰是空洞的，是可怜的。
Even though they say we believe that there is a God, their faith is empty. It is pitiful.
因为雅各书第二章十九节说
，James 2:19 says，
他说你们信神只有一位，你信的不错，魔鬼也信，却是战惊。
You believe that God is one, you are right. But the demon also believe, but he shiver.
所以相信只有一位神是不够的。
So to believe that there is only one God is not sufficient.
因为你跟他的生命没有发生关系。
Because your life is not united with his life.
你说我当怎么办？
You say, what should I do then?
耶稣的答案是，你们信这一位神也当信我。
And Jesus' answer to your question is, you must believe in God and also in me.
第三，耶稣说，在我父的家里有许多的住处。
Thirdly, the Lord Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions.
哦，弟兄姐妹，在这里，我们看耶稣称神为我的父。
Here, brothers and sisters, you see that Jesus addressed his Father, God as his own Father.
再一次强调天上的神是他的父亲。
He stressed the fact that the Father in heaven is his own Father.
不过天上的天父跟主耶稣基督有次序上的不同。
But the God in heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ has the difference of order.
在生命上，在智慧全能上，在尊贵荣耀上，却是相同相等。
In life, in wisdom, in all virtues, the Father and the Sons are the same and equal.
正如希伯来书一章三节所说
Just like the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3 says,
耶稣基督是父神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Jesus Christ is the manifestation of the glory of God, and he is the true representation of God.
第二，耶稣称天堂为我父的家。
Second, the Lord Jesus Christ refers to heaven as his Father's house.
圣经对天堂有不同的描述。
There are many descriptions about heaven in the Bible.
叫天国。
It is refers to as the kingdom.
叫圣城。
It is called the holy city.
叫乐园。
It is called the paradise.
耶稣称为我父的家。
And Jesus called it my father's house.
天国说明是很大，很有规律。
Now, when he used the term kingdom, it means that it is so humongous and it is everything is in order.
圣城说明里面居住着众多的居民。
And holy city means that there are many inhabitants and citizens in the city.
乐园说明那地方非常的美丽。
Paradise shows that the place is very beautiful.
我父的家说明他是供应爱保护的地方。
My father's house means that this place is a place of supply, of love and of protection.
弟兄姐妹，如果你是神的儿女，
Brothers and sisters, if you are the children of God,
当你离开这个世界的时候，你不是到一个陌生的地方去。
When you depart from this world, you're not going to a strange place.
你乃是归回天父的家。
You are but returning to the house of God.
那是一个充满爱与接纳的地方。
It is a place filled with love and acceptance.
是一个永远属于你的地方。
It is a place that belongs to you forever.
第三，耶稣说天父的家有很多美丽美丽的住处。
And thirdly, the Lord Jesus said that in the house of the Father there are many mansions.
像以色列人古代的家庭，
Just like the ancient homes of the Israelites.
一个儿子结婚就多建一个房子。
When a son is married, they have an extension.
另外一个儿子结婚了再建多一个儿子，
The next son get married, they extended the house more.
同样的，在天上多有一个人信主，耶稣就在天上多预备一个美丽的房子给他。
Likewise in heaven, the one more person, when one more person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ make an extension, one more home.
天堂是属神儿女的地方。
Heaven belongs to the children of God.
天父在那里。
Father is there.
主耶稣在那里。
Jesus is there.
属神的人名字在那里。
All those who belong to God, their names are recorded there.
弟兄姐妹，你今天属神。
Brothers and sisters, today you belong to God.
天上是你的家。
Heaven is your home.
你的财产在那里。
Your inheritance is there.
你的永恒生活将在那里度过。
Your eternal life will be spent there.
你心所向往、所追求、渴慕的尽在那里。
All that you long for, all that you want to have are there.
这是多么令人安慰的信息。
What a comforting message of God.
弟兄姐妹，下一次在你忧愁之前，先想耶稣这一番话。
Brothers and sisters, before you plunge into worriness, first think about the word of Jesus.
第四，耶稣说，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
Firstly, the Lord Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣跟我们讲关于天家的事，不是让我们暂时感到舒服。
Brothers and sisters, when Christ talked to us about heavenly home, is it not to just pacify us for a moment?
他不是来暂时的叫你说，哎呀，你就不要想，我告诉你一个天荒夜谈的故事。
He's not saying, oh, just don't worry about this, don't think about this big trouble, let me just tell you a fancy story.
No, 耶稣所说的话是真实的，是可靠的。
No, the word of Jesus Christ is truthful and dependable.
约翰福音十八章三十七节说，
John 18:37 says,
耶稣说，我来特为真理做见证。
I have come to testify for the truth.
耶稣这里说，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
And here the Lord said, if it is not so, I would have told you.
第五，耶稣说，我去原是为你们预备地方去。
Fifthly, the Lord said,I go to prepare a place for you.
我就去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
我在那里，信我的人也在那里。
Where I am, there you may be also.
这里耶稣告诉我们他的三个计划。
Here, the Lord tells us his three plans.
第一，他去的目的。
First, the purpose of his going.
他去是为门徒预备地方。
He goes to prepare a place for the disciples.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣不但为我们暂时好，更是为我们长远好。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is not only for the good of our present, but he is also good for our future.
他对我们有一个更高的计划，更高的意念。
He has a higher thought and a better plan for us.
我们只顾眼前的利益，耶稣为我们永恒的好处。
We only focus on the temporal profit. Jesus Christ is thinking about our benefits in the future.
我们只预备如何度过今天，耶稣为我们预备如何度过明天。
We're preparing as to how to live for today. Jesus Christ is preparing for our tomorrow.
我们只想舒舒服服，像温室里面的娇嫩的花草。耶稣却要培养我们这属灵的伟人。
We just want to be comfortable. We just want to be flower in the house. But Jesus Christ wants to train us to be spiritual giant.
我们盼望在人生的路上没有拦阻，没有荆棘。
We hope that on the journey of this life, there's no hindrances and there's no thorns and thistles.
耶稣却要我们为自己的名引导我们走义路。
But Jesus Christ would guide us on the path of righteousness for the sake of His own name.
第二，耶稣给我们宝贵的应许。
Second, Jesus Christ gives us precious promises.
主应许什么？
What is His promise?
他说，我为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
Say, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
这里要回答我们关于耶稣再来的三个问题。
Now here it answers three questions regarding the Lord's second coming.
第一，主耶稣什么时候回来？
First, when will He come?
当他预备好住处的时候就回来。
He will come when He prepared all the mansions.
所以主耶稣回来的时间跟他在天上的工程的进展成正比。
So the return of the Lord, the timing of it, and His completion of preparing for all the homes are parallel.
主回来不是随着我们的意思，乃是照着他的工作。
The Lord's return is not according to our desire, but according to His works.
第二，耶稣必定再回来。
Second, Christ will surely come.
每次圣经讲到他回来都是肯定的。
Every time when the Bible talks about His coming, it is all in the affirmative.
使徒行传第一章十一节说，
The book of Acts chapter 1 verse 11 says,
天使对站着万天的门徒这样说，
The angel said to the disciples who were gazing into heaven,
加利利人啊，你们看到这位耶稣如何被接上天，有一天他也照样回来。
Men of Galilee, just as how Christ has been taken to heaven, in the same manner He shall return.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十六节说，
1 Thessalonians 4:16 says,
主耶稣必亲自从天降临。
Jesus Christ will Himself descend from heaven.
第三，当耶稣来的时候，
Thirdly, when Jesus returns,
他亲自回来。
He will come by Himself.
天父不是派天使来接你啊。
God would not just send the angels to take you.
乃是他的儿子，那位为我们钉死在十字架上的救主亲自来接我们。
But the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified on our behalf on the cross, will come personally to take us.
圣主新郎鼻子亲自去迎接他的新娘子。
And this is just like the bridegroom must go himself to take the bride.
主也必亲自降临来接他的心腹，就是他用宝血洗净的教会。
Likewise, the Lord Jesus Christ will Himself come to take His bride, the church that was purified by His blood.
历代的信徒多次地问主说，主你什么时候回来？
Believers of our generation often ask the same question, Lord, when will you come?
我们渴慕见到你。
We desire, we're so anxious to see you.
但弟兄姐妹，主也渴慕见到我们。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord is also anxious to see us.
正如新郎渴慕见到他美丽的新娘子。
Just like the bridegroom is so anxious to take His bride.
第三，主的心意是永远与我们同在一起。
Thirdly, the Lord's will is that He might be with us forever.
主说，我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
The Lord says so that where I am, there you may be also.
所以天堂如果我们没有在那里，主的快乐不会满足。
So if we are not there in heaven, the Lord's happiness would not be satisfied.
同样的，如果我们到天堂去，耶稣不在那里，我们的快乐也不会满足。
Likewise, if we go to heaven and Christ is not there, our joy will not be complete.
诗篇的作者说：“神啊，除你以外，在天我还有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也无所羡慕的。”
The psalmist, the composers of the psalm say, "Lord, Lord, apart from you, whom do I have in heaven?" And apart from you on earth, there's nothing desirable.
弟兄姐妹，如果你到天堂去，你看到挪亚，你看到摩西，你看到亚伯拉罕，你的满足，你的喜乐满足吗？
Brothers and sisters, if you go to heaven and you see Abraham, you see Moses, you see other saints, would your joy be completed?
如果你到天上去，看到众多美丽的天使，没有耶稣基督在那里，你的喜乐满足吗？
If you go to heaven and see the numerous angels, they're so beautiful. Without Jesus Christ,Could your heart be satisfied?
我告诉你，新娘子她的喜乐不在于看到她美丽的婚纱和那些来宾朋友，而是她的新郎和新郎向她所发出的微笑。
Let me tell you that the bride is not interested in the guests and all the beautiful decorations. Her interest is in the bridegroom and the smile of him.
同样的，我们是教会之基督的新娘子。也是我们的快乐在于主。
Likewise, we are the bride of Jesus Christ, and our joy is in Jesus Christ, our bridegroom.
没有耶稣，一切就失去意义了。
Without Jesus, all things have lost its meaning.
但保罗说，如果有耶稣同在，就是好的无比的。
But the Apostle Paul says, with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is nothing better.
耶稣的门徒多马听了耶稣讲这句话，就说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道哪条路？”
When Thomas, one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, heard what Jesus said, he said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?"
多马的意思是：“主啊，我们没有去过天父的家，怎能到那里去呢？”
And the meaning of Thomas, of course, is, "Lord, we have never been to the house of God. How do we know the way to get there?"
多马的问题引进了耶稣伟大的宣告，也是他的答案。
Now the questions of Thomas introduces the great truth that Jesus Christ communicated, which is also his answer to Thomas.
十四章六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到天父那里去。”
So in verse 14, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me."
弟兄姐妹，这是一个惊天动地的宣告。
Brothers and sisters, this is a declaration that shakes heaven and earth.
这个宣告有讲到耶稣的所事和耶稣的所为。
This declaration tells us who Jesus is and what he does.
耶稣的所事有三个方面。
There are three aspects of who he is.
第一，耶稣说：“我就是道路。”
First, he said, "I am the way."
耶稣不是说我知道这条路。
He doesn't say, "I know the way."
耶稣不是说我会试着带着你到那边去。
And he said, "I will try." He doesn't say, "I will try to lead you there."
耶稣乃说，我就是通往天堂的路。
But Jesus said, "I am the way that leads to heaven."
弟兄姐妹，如果不是耶稣如果不是我们通往天家的路
，Brothers and sisters, if Jesus Christ is not the way that leads to heaven.
就算有一条路从地球通到天上，叫你自己走，你永远都走不到。
Even if there's a way that leads from earth to heaven and ask you to go to heaven alone, you will never reach it.
但感谢耶稣，他说我就是道路。
But thank God for he said, "I am the way."
你信靠我，我就把你带到那边去。
If you trust in me, I will lead you there.
正如这里很多人从亚洲到美国来。
Like many of you have come to the United States of America from Asia.
只要你登上飞来美国洛杉矶的飞机，飞机就把你带到目的地。
So long as you ascended into the plane that leads to America, the plane will take you here.
你不需要自己去学开飞机。
You don't need to learn to how to pilot the plane.
你不要去需要去预备很多的汽油、很多的 crew， 很多人帮你。
You don't need to prepare for all the gas.To supply the engines and attendants to help you.
今天你相信耶稣。
Today you believe in the Lord Jesus.
耶稣就是道路。
Jesus is the way.
他是那通往天家的道路。
He is the way that leads to heaven.
第二，耶稣是真理。
Second, Jesus is the truth.
耶稣说：“我就是真理。”
Jesus said, I am the truth.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个惊人的宣告。
Brothers and sisters, this is a shocking announcement.
因为历代的学者、历代的哲学家、思想家、教育家、宗教家，每一个人只能说，我盼望认识真理。
For throughout history, all the philosophers, scholars, thinkers,All of them could only say, I like to know the truth.
他们可以说，我想学习真理，我要追求真理。
They could say, I want to know the truth. I like to pursue the truth.
只有耶稣说，我就是真理。
Only Jesus said, I am
the truth. 弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督就是人们所追求真理的答案。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the answer to the truth that people seek for.
真理的救恩的真理都在耶稣基督里面。
The truth of salvation is all found in Jesus.
他是人们所追求、所渴慕的。
He is the object of our pursuit, of our desire.
人在救恩的知识上无知、无能、无济于事。
In the knowledge of salvation, people are ignorant, people are unable, people have no clues.
但耶稣就是真理。
But Jesus is the truth.
感谢主。
Thank God.
借着他，我们认识神。
Through him, we know God.
借着他，我们与神和好亲近。
Through him, we've been reconciled with God and been drawn closer to him.
借着他，我们知道何为神的旨意。
Through him, we know what is the will of God.
第三，耶稣就是生命。
Thirdly, Jesus is the life.
耶稣是生命的源源。
Jesus Christ is the fountain of life.
他是生命的赋予者。
He is the giver of life.
我们知道我们要活着必须先有生命才能生活。
We must know that we need to have life before we can begin living the life.
在上帝的国度里面也一样。
In the kingdom of God, the truth is the same.
你必须拥有永远的生命才能够活在神永远的国度里。
You must own the eternal life in order to live in the eternal kingdom of God.
你如果没有永远的生命，你到天堂去也是没有用。
If you don't have eternal life, even if you go to heaven, it is pointless.
因为你到那里的时候你就死了。
Because when you are alive, you will die.
但人不能够在自己的里面找到永远的生命。
No man can find in himself the eternal life.
如果有人可以在自己的里面得到生命，几千年前的秦始皇是最有资格的人。
If anyone can find life in himself, then Emperor Qin several thousand years ago would be the most qualified person.
但是秦始皇已经死了几千年了。
Emperor Qin already died for several thousand years.
但是耶稣说，我就是生命。
But Jesus said, I am the life.
主的生命是属灵的，是活泼的，是荣耀的，是永远的。
The life of the Lord Jesus Christ is spiritual life. It is vital. It is dynamic. It is eternal.
弟兄姐妹，人生追求终极的目标是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is the ultimate aims of our pursuits?
乃是永远的生命。这生命使到我们能够在神永远的国度里面活着，与主永远同在一起。
The aims of our pursuit is eternal life, which enable us to stay and dwell in the eternal kingdom of God and be with the Lord forever.
但是要达到这样的目标，你必须认识真理。
In order to achieve this goal, you must first know Jesus as the truth.
你必须先拥有永远的生命。
You must first possess eternal life.
你需要知道通往天家去的这条路。
You must know the way that leads to heaven.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you.
这三样都在耶稣基督的里面得着。
All these three are found and gained in Jesus Christ.
最后耶稣说，若不借着我，就没有人能够到天父那里去。
Finally, Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me.
弟兄姐妹，只有耶稣基督一个人能讲这句话。
Brothers and sisters, only Jesus Christ is qualified to speak this statement.
因为他认识天父。
For he knows the Father.
他是通往天家的路。
He is the way that leads to heaven.
他有开启天堂的门的钥匙。
He is the key to the doors of heaven.
他能够洁净我们。
He could sanctify us.
他能够保守我们到底。
He could keep us all the way to the
end. 他能够领我们到神的面前。
He could lead us to the presence of God.
他能够使到我们在上帝的面前蒙神的悦纳。
He could cause us to be pleasing and acceptable in the presence of God.
他能给我们永远的生命。
He could give us eternal life.
他能够永远与我们同在一起。
He could be with us forever.
对方相信耶稣基督的人，这称赞是伟大的福音。
To those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is indeed the gospel, the good news.
这也是我们信仰的根基。
This is also the foundation of our faith.
但是主耶稣基督所讲的这句话对别的宗教的人是一个极大的冒犯。
But the Lord Jesus Christ's statement is a great offense to the founders of other religions.
他们听到耶稣这句话就感冒了，就很受不了。
When they hear the statements of the Lord Jesus Christ, they got sick. They could not bear it.
他们说我们相信圣经教导人，圣经的教导很好。
They say we do believe that the teaching of the Bible is really good.
但是圣经的福音的排他性为什么这么强呢？
Why does the Bible is so exclusive?
别的宗教都说条条大道通罗马。
All the other religions say all road leads to Rome.
但是只有耶稣说他是唯一的道路，唯一的生命，唯一的道路啊，真理，没有借着他就没有人到上帝那里去。
But only the Lord Jesus Christ said he's the only way, the only truth, and only life, and apart from him, no one goes to the Father.
基督教为什么这样排他呢？
Why does Christianity so exclusive?
他们为什么这样的不妥协，不让步呢？
Why are they not compromising? Why are they not giving room for others?
是不是一个多元化的时代吗？
Isn't this a time where all things mix together?
大家互相宽容一点，不是就相安无事了吗？
Isn't it true that when everyone tolerates, all are at peace?
但弟兄姐妹，耶稣说他是唯一的道路、真理、生命，只有借着他能够到神那里去。这就是真理，这就是福音，这就是我们的信仰。
Brothers and sisters, but Jesus said, "I am the only way, the only truth, and the only life, and no one comes to the Father except through Him." This is true. This is religion. This is the only gospel.
世界的宗教就像假钞票一样。
Now, the religions of this world are just like fake money.
你拥有整个 warehouse 的假钞票一文不值。
Even if you own and have the whole warehouse of fake money, it was nothing.
当你想要用的时候就没有用。
And when you want to use it, it's useless.
假的宗教，当你死的那一刻中，当你走到天堂门口的时候，你发现这些假宗教对你一点帮助都没有。
The false religions they depend on. When you die, when you are about to go to the gate of heaven, you discover that this religion is worthless.
因为世界的宗教的口号就是天地良心。
Now, the mottos of the world religions is the conscience of heaven and earth.
世界的宗教叫人信自己。
The religions of the world persuade people to believe in themselves.
靠自己的善行积功德。
To depend on their own good works, to save up good works.
结果个人照自己的标准偏行己路。
Therefore, everyone is to go in his own way according to his own standard.
但成为基督是信靠耶稣基督。
But to become a believer is to believe in the Lord Jesus.
耶稣是神成为人，为使人归向神。
Jesus Christ is God become man in order to bring man to God.
耶稣是从高天来到地上，为把地上的人救到天上。
Christ comes from heaven to earth in order to take people on earth to heaven.
耶稣乃是为我们舍命，叫我们在他的里面得着生命。
Jesus is giving up his life so that all those who be receiving him and are in him could have life.
耶稣乃背负我们的罪孽，背负我们的咒诅，替我们死在十字架上。
Christ bore our sins, he bore our curse and died on our behalf at the cross.
当他在十字架上死的时候，他说成了。
When he died on the cross, he said, it is finished.
但死后三天，耶稣从死里复活。
But after 3 days, he was raised from the dead.
他为我们升到天上的父的右边。
And he was ascended to the right hand of the Father in heaven.
耶稣说他去是为我们在天上预备一个美丽的住处。
And Jesus said he goes in order to prepare a beautiful mansion for us.
有一天耶稣还要再回来接凡相信他的人到他荣耀的国度里。
One day Jesus shall return to take those who belong to him to the kingdom of God.
耶稣要与我们永远在一起。
And he will be with us forever.
弟兄姐妹，这不是你所追求的吗？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this what you are pursuing for?
你看世界别的宗教，有哪一个教主讲出这样的话语呢？
You look at all the other religions of the world, and is there any heads of the religions who could claim this statement?
当他们活着的时候，有说自己是神吗？
When they were still alive, did ever they say, I am God?
他有权柄赦免人的罪吗？
Did they have power to forgive sin?
他应许人们永远的生命吗？
Have they ever promised people eternal life?
他为别人的罪受死吗？
Did they die for the sin of others?
他们死了以后到哪里去？
And after they die, where are they?
我告诉你，他们死了，现在的身体还在坟墓的里面。
Let me tell you that they are dead and their bodies are still in the grave.
他们的灵魂在地狱，在阴间的里面。
And their spirit is in Hades, it is in the dark place.
相信他们的人也要承受同样的结局。
And those who believe in them will inherit the same consequence.
只有耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命，借着他，我们就能够到神那里去。
Only Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and through Him we can go to the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Oh dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣的安慰何止是地上暂时的安慰
？The comforts of the Lord, it is not limited to the comforts of earth.
当门徒的心里为着他的离别而忧伤的时候，耶稣给我们最伟大的福音。
When the Lord Jesus' disciples were so sad in their hearts because of the departure of the Lord Jesus Christ took the occasion to give us the greatest gospel.
在结束今天信息之前，我们要总结三个功课。
Now, before we conclude the message today, we must summarize three lessons.
第一，主耶稣真是那安慰忧伤心灵的主。
First, the Lord Jesus Christ truly is the Lord who comforts the brokenhearted.
想一想，耶稣讲这些安慰话的时候，他自己所面临的是什么？
Think about that. When Jesus Christ gave the words of comfort, what was he facing?
门徒出卖他。
The disciples betrayed him.
他将孤单在克西马尼园的园子里。
He would be lonely as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他将被逮捕、被审判。受不公的审判跟毒打。
He would be arrested. He would incur the unfair treatments and beaten.
他将被钉死在十字架上。
He would be crucified on the cross.
他甚至被父神丢弃。
And he was rejected even by the Father.
但是耶稣不顾自己这一切的痛苦。
But Jesus Christ, despite all of his agony.
他把自己的痛苦放在一边，却先安慰他忧伤的门徒。
He put aside his own agony in order to first comfort his disciples.
这是无与伦比的爱。
Now this is incomparable love.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣是你最亲爱的朋友。
Jesus is your most dear friend.
他能安慰你的忧伤。
He could comfort your sad-heartedness.
第二组安慰人的信息与众不同。
Second, the message of the Lord's comfort is different from all.
因为他的安慰是给人信神的信心。
But for his comfort is the faith that caused people to put trust in God.
乃是给人属天的盼望。
He is giving people the heavenly hope.
乃是给人永远的生命。
He is giving people eternal life.
他乃是为人指出一条通往永恒的路。
He is pointing a way that leads to eternity for people.
在我们当中，如果有人你还不是基督徒
，If there's anyone among us who is not yet a Christian,
我告诉你，今天你听到这个信息绝非偶然。
Let me tell you that today you have heard this message not by accident.
因为主耶稣说，若不是蒙天父的呼召，没有人能够到他这里来。
Jesus said, without the Father's calling, no one could come to God.
所以你今天到这里来，就是来听这个福音。
So today you have come here to hear this good news.
这个福音就是要拯救你。
Now this good news is in order to save you.
很多来美国信主的人都有这样的认知。
A lot of people who come to America who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they all could identify with us.
初初他们来美国是来完成他们的美国梦。
When they initially came to the United States of America, they come to dream their American dream.
他们有更高的学位、更好的事业、更好的生活享受。
So that they could have a higher position, higher scholarship, higher enjoyment of life.
但是当他们来到这里的时候， 他们没有想到上帝在这里为他们预备上好的就是福音，就是永远的生命。
They did not realize that when they arrived in the United States of America, God has prepared something that is the best so that they could have eternal life.
所以在我们当中，如果你还没有接受耶稣基督的福音，今天这福音就传给你。
So among us, if anyoneof you who has not yet believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, has not yet accepted the gospel, today this message is for you.
请你不要错过这个机会，就要接受耶稣所应许的福分。
Do not miss this opportunity, but accept this blessing that Jesus has promised you.
第三个功课。
Third lesson.
如果你说，牧师，我的心常常愁苦。
If you say, pastors, my heart aches all the time.
虽然我信主了，我还是很容易就忧愁伤痛。
Even though I have believed in the Lord, it's so easy for me to get sad.
我要给你一个建议。
I want to give you a suggestion.
你要跟神做一个祷告。
You must pray a prayer to God.
主啊，求你给我一个新的心。
God, give me a new heart.
给我一个从你来的心，使到我充满你的平安与盼望。
Give me a heart that comes from you so that I could be filled with your peace and hope.
2006年我的母亲做了的肺部做了一个手术。
The year 2006, our mom had a surgery in this lung.
在那里我遇到一个人正在等候要预备做心脏更换的手术。
There I encountered a person who was about to have a change heart surgery.
他说：“牧师，我的心全部坏掉了。”
Oh, pastor, the person says, my heart is completely rotten.
任何一分钟我都可以死。
I could die any minute.
我现在在等有人捐给我一个心。
Now I'm waiting for someone to donate a heart.
他说：“你可以为我祷告吗？”
Could you please pray for me?
我就跟他一起祷告。
And I pray for the person.
隔天的早晨，我去他病房看他。
The next morning, Pastor Joseph visited this person in his room.
他的妻子对我说：“牧师，昨天晚上有人捐了一个心给我的丈夫，我丈夫做了心脏更换的手术。”
And the wife said, "Oh, Pastor, last night someone donated a heart for my husband, and he had a surgery."
过了两天，我的母亲要出院了。
Two days later, my own mom would go out of the hospital.
我再到那个病房去看那个病人。
Oh, two days later, Pastor Joseph, our mom was about to leave the hospital, so Pastor Joseph visited the person again.
他说，他的妻子对我说。
And his wife said to Pastor Joseph,
牧师，虽然我的丈夫现在很软弱，但是他会渐渐好起来，因为他已经有了一个新的心。
Pastor.My husband is so weak now, but I know that he will grow stronger because he has a new heart now.
这句话一直存在我的心里。
Now, this statement lingers in the hearts of Pastor Joseph.
弟兄姐妹，你常常忧伤、痛苦、失望吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you often sad, hopeless, and despair?
让我对你说，那个心是一个不信上帝的心。
Let me tell you, the heart that you have in this condition is a heart of disbelief in God.
是一个没有盼望的心。
It is a heart without hope.
是一个不依靠上帝的心。
It is a heart that doesn't believe in God.
这样的心叫你常常愁苦烦闷。
This kind of heart causes you to be stuffy.And agonizing.
这个心使到你嫉妒、苦毒、仇恨。
Now this heart causes you to be sad, to have envy, to have hatred.
这样的人，你今天要求上帝给你一个新的心。
For those of you who have such a heart, you must pray today that God would give you a new heart.
以致你能够相信神的应许。
So that you can believe in the promises of God.
以致你能够相信耶稣基督在天上正在为你预备一个美丽的家。
So that you would know that Jesus Christ is preparing a beautiful home for you in heaven.
相信神能够给你一个永远的生命。
You believe that God could give you an eternal life.
弟兄姐妹，一旦你有了这个心，你的 人生你的感觉不一样。
Brothers and sisters, once you have this new heart, your life and your feelings are different.
就像那个心脏病的要死的人。
It is just like the person who was about to die with a heart rottenness.
从前他走几步就气喘的要命。
He used to just walk a few steps and he would just could not breathe.
要 拿二十磅的米就拿不起来。
And he could not even lift up the 20-pound bags of rice.
因为那个心脏是坏的。
Because the heart was bad.
在属灵的道路上也是这样。
In the spiritual journey, it is likewise.
遇到一点点事情就惧怕，就忧伤，就埋怨神，那个心是坏的。
If you encounter something very small and you become to be afraid, to be sad, that heart is a bad one.
你要求主给你换一个新的心。
You must ask the Lord to change a new heart for you.
有了这个新的心，你能够上高山、下低谷、过江河都没有问题。
If you have this heart, you could climb the mountain, you could just go down the valley, you could cross the ocean. It is no problem.
弟兄姐妹，愿今天这个经文安慰你。
Brothers and sisters, let this passage today comfort you.
将时间交给黄奇冠牧师。